Well, the rate of inflation has fallen below 2% for the first time in more than 4 years. The consumer prices index down to 1.9%, the fall in part due to discounts on furniture and household goods, as well as tobacco, alcohol, DVD prices and lower entrance fees to attractions. The figure is below the Bank of England's target. Underlying Governor Mark Carney's message, there is no need to raise interest rates, at least for the time being. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, more good news for the government.
Yes, it seems so. This figure falling to now 1.9% is a good thing. Of course, the Bank of England does want inflation to be around that 2% level. So you don't want it to fall too far, but around the levels that we are at the moment is very good indeed. And it could even go with falling a little bit further, and I don't think the government would be too upset by that. The overall problem during the whole economic recovery in the UK has been the fact that, okay, the economy has been performing a lot better, but the cost of living has continued to rise and has been very tough for the general public. Now what this shows is that cost of living, although it may not be being felt at the moment, because of course this is a lagging indicator, this won't come into account for a few months yet, but it does show that with the inflation figures falling, it shows that cost of living is falling and that a lot of people are now going to start to feel the benefit of that. So what you have is the economy performing better, the GDP projections all being put higher, all of the good positive numbers around the economy, and also now the cost of living for the general public starting to fall as well. So everything seems to be aligning itself, and the government, the Bank of England, I think you'd have to say, seem to be doing a very good job at the moment.
And if we look at the price of oil, which has been significant over the last 5 years in some of these figures, that's either steady or going down as well. So that is helping matters.
Yeah, I mean, one of the key things that, of course, had been driving inflation higher had been food prices and had been, of course, the major one, oil prices. And because of whenever we see these oil prices go higher, we really felt it a lot harder at the petrol pumps. So now oil is stabilised and, as you say, even starting to fall that little bit lower. And instead of these oil companies keeping petrol prices at these higher levels despite the oil prices falling lower, that's actually now being passed on to the consumers. So as oil prices fall, so do petrol prices. So we are seeing a real positive movement in terms of those oil prices. But the problem with the oil price is that it's so unpredictable. So it wouldn't be a surprise to get a big rise in oil prices, which would mean petrol prices would shoot up, which would mean that inflation would shoot up and cost of living would get more expensive again. But of course, at the moment, we have to take these figures for where they are, and they do seem very good.
And you mentioned earlier on the inclination to keep the interest rates low, which Governor Mark Carney implied in his announcement last week, and that was to keep those figures low despite the fall in unemployment. This will, I suppose, consolidate those views.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Mark Carney and the Bank of England have got actually come under a lot of pressure because of the changing their forward guidance and almost having a second round of forward guidance and some people saying that they're not following through on what they said they would do when unemployment got down to this 7% level. But of course, it does show that a rate rise isn't necessarily needed in the economy at the moment, and of course that the economy is continuing to move in the right direction. And with this cost of living now starting to come down, it makes life a lot easier for the Bank of England. There's not so much in the way of pressure to change the monetary policy as aggressively as what people wanted it to be changed. So I think everything has got a lot easier now for the government and for the Bank of England, as long as this inflation CPI level doesn't go too low and stays at around these sorts of figures.
One thing that isn't going down in price or value are house prices. We've seen some new figures from the Office for National Statistics today regarding the average price, which has hit $250,000 for the first time ever, which I think the Chancellor of the Exchequer might be fairly happy about, because it means he's going to get a lot more stamp duty. That could be a worry, though, couldn't it? This housing bubble that people keep talking about.
The problem with these worries about the housing bubble is the fact that no one knows that a bubble is there until it bursts. So we will never know if this is a house price bubble or if house prices are rising too quickly until it's too late. So that's the big worry that a lot of people have. And I think at the moment you need to look at this as a positive point. Of course, after the credit crunch, the financial crisis, house prices were hit drastically, and banks and mortgage lending was hit drastically as well. Now, of course, the prices are going up, and they're going up pretty rapidly. But now, which is going in line with the house prices, so are mortgage lenders. So there's more mortgages being handed out to people, and actually, first time buyers are now make up a higher percentage of those actually buying houses, and that's something we haven't seen for a good number of years. So I think overall, at the moment, the housing market is in a very healthy situation. Okay, these prices are going higher, and they're going higher pretty quick, but as I say, we never know there is a housing price bubble until that bubble bursts.
And back to inflation, James, we've seen in the Eurozone worries about deflation. Is there a danger here?
Well, there is a danger. Of course, whenever you fall below that 2% threshold the Bank of England puts in place, then there does always start to be a worry. And of course, if you look at what the Eurozone have done, they actually cut rates again recently to try and combat this lower inflation figure. But I mean, I don't think it's too much of a worry. I mean, deflation can be a bit of a problem if inflation starts to fall a lot more rapidly. But I don't see that happening here, and the Bank of England doesn't see that happening here either. They expected rates to fall below 2%. They expect it to be around this level still for quite a long period of time. So I don't see too much in a worry of that. And as we mentioned earlier as well, the oil prices can be so unpredictable that no one can rule out the fact that the oil price can spike higher, and that can push inflation up very quickly. So it's a very the number can be skewed some ways to that. But as long as we're around this sort of between 1.7% and 2.5%, I think the Bank of England will be pretty happy.